From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The White House pushes for Iran nuclear deal approval. The United Nations Security Council is scheduling a vote for Monday morning on a resolution endorsing the Iran nuclear deal. With all five permanent members of the Security Council involved in the marathon negotiations with Iran, the resolution's adoption is almost certain. The Obama administration sent the nuclear agreement to Congress Sunday. VOA's Michael Bowman reports the agreement unveiled in Vienna last week is proving to be a tough sell to almost all Republican legislators and even some Democrats who have 60 days to review and vote on the accord.
Did Iran win too many concessions while giving up too little? Appearing on U.S. television, ABC's This Week program, Secretary of State John Kerry said no.
The United Nations resolution, which brought about the sanctions in the first place, said that if Iran will suspend its enrichment and come to negotiations, all the sanctions will be lifted.
Key lawmakers remain unconvinced and angry the United Nations could approve the deal before Congress has a chance to weigh in. Michael Bowman, Washington.
U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter is headed to Israel to assess its security needs in the aftermath of last week's historic international nuclear deal with Iran. Secretary Ash will meet with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's called the accord a historic mistake. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is on a four-day visit to Washington. He'll be holding talks with President Barack Obama. The threat posed by Islamist extremist group Boko Haram is expected to top the agenda when Mr. Obama welcomes the Nigerian leader to the White House on Monday. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel again rejected proposals to write off part of Greece's debt, but says her government will show flexibility in new talks about how Athens structures its bailout repayments. The chancellor also ruled out forcing Greece to leave the 19-nation eurozone. Ms. Merkel spoke Sunday as cash-starved Greek banks prepared to reopen Monday for the first time in 3 weeks to allow for limited daily cash withdrawals. Ukraine's military and pro-Russian rebels are accusing each other of shelling residential districts in and near the war-shattered, rebel-held city of Donetsk after police on Sunday reported at least 4 civilians killed in the past 24 hours. Ukrainian military officials say they observed rebels firing missiles toward the central city and then redirecting fire toward Ukrainian troops dug in nearby. The United Nations says more than 6,400 people have died in the conflict since rebels launched a rebellion in Ukraine's Russian-speaking east in April 2014. At least 43 people were killed and 100 wounded near the Yemeni city of Aden on Sunday. Officials say the town was shelled by Houthi rebels. The militia has been fighting for control of Aden in recent months. Ahead of President Barack Obama's visit to the region, which starts later this week, Kenyan and Ethiopian troops operating in Somalia have launched a new military offensive against the Al-Shabaab militant group in Gedo and Bay regions. The African Union mission in Somalia announced the offensive, named Operation Juba Corridor, and says the aim is to flush out the terrorist group from rural areas. U.S. authorities are investigating a gunman's text message declaring war that he sent just hours before he gunned down 5 American servicemen at a military support center in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The gunman, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, sent the text to a friend and could hint at his motivation for last week's attack. Investigators have asked foreign intelligence services to help trace movements and activities abroad by Abdulaziz, including a trip he took to Jordan in 2014. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is back home after 4 days at a hospital in the northeastern city of Portland, Maine, for treatment of a broken bone in his neck. Mr. Bush, now 91 years old, was injured last week at a summer home in Kennebunkport, Maine. Doctors say they anticipate a full recovery. The Cuban government announced plans to expand Internet access by introducing Wi-Fi spots across the country and reducing the cost that Cubans pay to get online. The Cuban government had pledged to increase Internet access as part of talks aimed at normalizing relations with the United States. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.